As this month, we've been talking about let brotherly love continue. Brother Chad talked about let brotherly love continue last week among us. And today, our topic will be let brotherly love continue all the time. Now, it might be an elementary type of statement about all the time, but we're going to look at three different points. Now, we're talking about brotherly love, which that means phileo. It's a different love between agape love. So we're talking about a phileo type of love, which means to cherish or to care. And to tell you the truth, it's probably the most underappreciated type of love. And we're going to talk about that. Don't have time to go into the difference between agape love and phileo, but today we're going to talk about phileo. Now, typically people will usually go to three different settings on a daily basis or in their entire life. They'll stay at home, they'll go in the community, and for most people, they go to the church. So we should have phileo in all three environments, which we will briefly look at all three, because by doing so, it can lead to something at the end. So first, we'll look at phileo in the home. So husband and wives care for one another. They look after one another. They cherish one another. Ephesians 5, 28 through 29. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. As he who loves his wives loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord Jesus does the church. So with that being said, it's okay for your spouse to correct you in the home. It's okay for you to be corrected in the home. True story. Yesterday, you know, I'm at my job. I had my late night and my wife, she FaceTimed me and she's excited. She's really excited. So I answered the FaceTime. She said, "Hey, can you bring the labor maker home? Because I want to make something." I said, "Okay, I'm listening to her." So she shows me what she had bought for Jackson's class. And she's excited, super excited. But then I had to take a second look at it. Because I asked her, I said, "Babe, you realize it's Valentine's Day, not Easter. Why you have Easter bunnies on the cups?" From that moment on, she was red. But I told her, I said, "It's okay. Like, I saved Jackson. Now his class got Valentine's stuff today. And now we're ready for Easter down the road. So now we're ready." But it's okay. But she went out of her way. Her and Avery. I don't think Avery helped her that good. But she went and she got Easter. But like I told her, I said, "It's okay. We're just ready for Easter." But they still got Valentine's Day stuff. And in my head, I'm like, "How did you mix up Valentine's and you got Valentine's candy, but the Easter cup?" She says down the same aisle. But I know I'm going to get in trouble later for that. So y'all just be prepared if I don't come back. But like I said, it's okay for the husband and spouse to correct one another. Also, what about the children in the home? They should feel love as well. And this part, it really touched me just by doing the lesson because, you know, a child's supposed to go home and feel love. But as we know, that's not the case all the time. We don't have to look in foreign countries. We don't have to look in bigger part of the United States. We can look right here in San Angelo, Texas. I can't tell you how many times that I've had to make a self-report just in this community about children being abused. Where the grandmother's punching them. Grandfather's burning them with cigarettes. It's a sad situation. We don't have to look nowhere else, but we can look in our own community. It's a tough situation. And I know we have teachers in here can probably attest to it as well. But it's happening right here in our community, that our own children in our community is getting abused every single day. We have an obligation that children in the home should feel love, phileo. Now, some children might say, "Well, my mom, my dad, they spanked me. I don't think they love me if they spanked me." I'm glad you said that. Proverbs 13 and 24 says, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves cherishes him, disciplines him promptly." That's what the books say. What about Proverbs 23:13-14? "Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with the rod and deliver his soul from hell." I'm a true believer that if we don't get our children and discipline our children, I'm a strong believer that the world will discipline them. whether they're on Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, school teachers, and the world in general. My mom told me, she said, you'd rather me discipline you than the police discipline you. I never had a run-in with the police, but I see it all the time on TV. So we should definitely have brotherly love in the home. Point number two, we should definitely have brotherly love in the community. Now, that's going to be every step, whenever you step outside your home. We're going to call that the community, whether that's school, work, grocery store, sporting events, driving in your car, the mall, the doctor, the bank. We should show brotherly love to a world that says you have to show respect to get respect. That's what the world says. You got to show respect to get respect. But I think God says it differently. Turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 12. We won't read it all, but we'll glance over that. Romans chapter 12, and we'll look at verses 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peacefully with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And if you go on down and keep reading, it says in verses 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So that don't show me that you have to show respect to get respect. You're going to have people that's going to mistreat you all the time. But we turn around and we show them brotherly love. It should look different and feel different and look different from what the world thinks, from what a Christian thinks. And I save the best for last. And last but not least, in the church. Now, if any of us fail on the other 2 points, we definitely should not fail on the third point. We should definitely have brotherly love in the church as Christ died for that one true church. And I'm a strong believer that love will help us get through anything that we have problems with in the church. And that might be brothers doing you wrong, sisters doing you wrong, mistakes along the way, and etc. Now, with these next couple points, might want to buckle up our seatbelts because we're finna go on a ride. If we have enough love for the church, on Sunday morning worship services, we'll be here. Let me rephrase that. If we have enough love on Sunday morning Bible class, we'll be here. On Sunday morning worship services, we'll be here. On Sunday evenings, we'll be here. On Wednesday nights, we'll be here if we had enough love for the brethren. If we had enough love for the brethren, we'll set aside things that we have. And if a brother calls us, we'll make a run for it. True story. A while back, Texas was playing in the Sugar Bowl. We had Washington. And I'm fully dressed, sitting on the couch, got all my clothes on, my shoes, as I do every time that Texas play. And a brother from the church called me. He said, hey, Brother Estes. I said, yes, sir. He said, hey, I need you down at the church. Can you come? I said, absolutely. That was Chad. He was testing me because he knew that the Texas game was on. And he was surprised by the answer. I said, yeah, I would. And I told him, I would have came. But at least they didn't know I would have had it on the radio station on my way to the church building. I still would have got it in there, but I was willing to go help my brother out. We should have that same mentality. Because down the road, if we just show love in the community, definitely at home and in the church, we could lead somebody to the cross. And I think that's the main point, is leading them to the cross. And when they're at the cross, and let's say they get baptized, we do that job, but it don't stop there. Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. So we got one, now it's time to go get two. I'm excited for the evangelism that's fixing to come up for this congregation. I think it's going to be a hit. This is a great congregation, and I'm truly blessed to be a part of it. As we get ready to close, how's your love today? How's your love in the home? Parents, children, how's your love towards your parents? In a community, when you go to work, how are you treating your coworkers? How are you treating the bank clerk when maybe they misplace your money? Now, I know some of y'all looking at me like, man, they messing with my money. That's me. That's my dollars. How are you treating that bank clerk when she messes up? How are you treating the doctor whenever you're waiting at the ER for 2 hours, 3 hours? Are you impatient? Are you going to call the scene? And I know some of this stuff is like, well, who does that? We see it all the time. And unfortunately, some members of the body of Jesus Christ that does it. So if you're not a member of the body of Jesus Christ this evening, what's holding you back? You got to hear God's word. You got to believe it, repent, confess, and be baptized, and then you'll be added to the church. Now, if you are a member of the body of Jesus Christ, and maybe your love hasn't been up to par, maybe you've been slacking in that area, and it does happen. Life is life, and stuff come up. Whatever the need may be, however we can help you, please come. While together we stand and sing the invitation song.